There are two practice questions to attempt to complete this session.
Let us first plot Paul's lifetime transfers.
In May 2003, he made a gift of £120,000 worth of unquoted shares to his son. This is a potentially exempt transfer, which might qualify for BPR and uses the available annual exemptions. In August 2004, Paul gave £228,000 in cash to a discretionary trust. From this, we can deduct the annual exemption for 2004-05, leaving Paul with a chargeable transfer of £225,000. Note, the annual exemption for 2003-04 has been allocated to the previous pet and is not, therefore, carried forward. When calculating tax in 2004-05, as this is Paul's first ever chargeable lifetime transfer, the whole of the nil band is available. As the transfer is below the level of the nil band, no tax will be due at this point. Paul died on the 20th of April 2010. Therefore, we look back 7 years to April 2003 and identify any lifetime transfers. The pet, in May 2003, now becomes chargeable. We will also need to consider death tax payable by the trustees on the chargeable lifetime transfer. We start by calculating tax on the pet in May 2003. The shares were worth £120,000 at that point. Next, we need to consider the availability of business property relief. You were told in the question that Paul's son sold all of the Widget Co. Limited shares in July 2008. This means that on Paul's death, no BPR will be available, as none of the shares have been retained. From this transfer of £120,000, we can deduct two annual exemptions to leave £114,000 of the gift chargeable to inheritance tax. The nil band at the date of death was £325,000. As this was Paul's first ever gift, this is fully available. As the chargeable amount is less than the nil band, no inheritance tax will be due. However, the amount chargeable to inheritance tax, i.e. £114,000, is entered into Paul's cumulative total for inheritance tax purposes. Finally, we need to consider tax on the chargeable lifetime transfer in August 2004. The chargeable transfer after exemptions was £225,000. The nil band at the date of death is £325,000. From this, we must deduct Paul's chargeable transfers in the 7 years before August 2004. The pet of £114,000 made in May 2003 was charged to inheritance tax on Paul's death. This now forms part of Paul's cumulative total and reduces the nil band remaining. Therefore, £14,000 of the chargeable lifetime transfer will be subject to inheritance tax. We charge this at the usual rate of 40%. There are between 5 and 6 years from the date of gift to the date of death, giving taper relief of 60%. The tax payable by the trustees on Paul's death is therefore £2,240. As no lifetime tax was paid on the CLT, there is no tax credit. This example illustrates the point that if BPR is denied on a pet at the point of death, the amount chargeable to inheritance tax is entered into the donor's cumulative total. In this example, this had the effect of increasing the death tax payable by the trustees on the chargeable lifetime transfer. Samantha gave shares in an unquoted trading company to a discretionary trust in November 2008. No lifetime tax was paid on this transfer of £340,000, as it is wholly covered by business property relief. The BPR reduces the chargeable lifetime transfer to zero. As Samantha died in September 2010, we need to consider the availability of BPR on her death. BPR is only available if the trustees hold relevant business property at her death. as ABC Limited became a quoted company in 2009, at the point of Samantha's death in 2010, the trustees do not have relevant business property. This means that the lifetime BPR will be withdrawn when calculating tax on death. The original chargeable lifetime transfer was zero. We will increase this on death by adding the BPR withdrawn, which here is £340,000. We can deduct the available annual exemptions to leave £334,000 chargeable on Samantha's death.
As this is Samantha's only lifetime transfer, a full nil band is available.
After multiplying the excess over the nil band by 40%, the trustees are left with an IHT liability of £3,600. No taper relief is available in this instance, as the gift was less than 3 years before death. This illustrates the point that if unquoted shares are gifted during the lifetime of the donor, and those shares subsequently become listed on the stock exchange, there is likely to be a withdrawal or a denial of BPR if the donor dies within 7 years. This concludes this session on APR and BPR on death.